Another government failure is in the spotlight this week here in Delta. If you haven't seen this week's front page story yet, let me enlighten you. Catalytic converter thefts are up big time this month, so much so, that it has prompted Delta police to issue an information blitz for residents. I knew it was bad when I was editing the crime beat last week when practically the whole report for South Delta was about catalytic converter thefts. But little did I know how dire the situation was when less than 24 hours later a press release landed in my inbox. According to police, since January 1, the department has received reports of 33 catalytic converter thefts. The thefts have taken place mostly overnight and have been spread throughout Ladner, Sawa Sen and North Delta. By the way, here were 6 more reports in this week's South Delta crime beat. So why the recent rise in thefts, you may ask? Police say catalytic converters are stolen because they contain several precious metals more valuable than gold. Catalytic converter thefts have been an issue for years. Thefts climbed around the province from 89 in 2017 to 1,953 in 2021, and ICBC claims have skyrocketed. To combat the thefts, last March the province introduced a measure whereby all registered metal dealers needed to report to police every transaction, including information about the sellers. Big deal. What has this done? Nothing. In fact, I think the situation has gotten even worse. It's just more government hot air when it comes to policies and supports to get tough on crime. I don't have the answers, and clearly neither does our provincial government. When it comes to these thefts and other petty thefts, the criminals continue to win while it is the average, everyday citizen who continues to lose.